The 9 Years Podcast.
All right, welcome to the latest daily update from the 9 Years Podcast team, exclusively here on 9YRSPodcast.org. It is Saturday, May the 28th. We are just two sleeps away from our big playoff final with Plymouth at Wembley on Monday. My name is Nick Drape, but I've not got a great deal to update you with today. This is more sort of something to keep you company during half-term. Well, I am on half-term, and you can see I'm very excited about it. Half-time, I mean, of the UEFA Champions League final, which seemed to have some ridiculous pre-match build-up show concert thing, which typically overran, typically everyone was bored of. Sir Alex Ferguson sat in the stands looking like he chewed a wasp, but then again, what changes there? Hopefully we don't have quite the same level of razzmatazz on Monday. Well, we don't need it. We really don't need it. There are times when I wonder about modern football, you know, and these are one of those. But anyway, yeah, not a great deal to update you with today. We were recording the podcast. Tomorrow's special, very special bonus edition of the podcast will be released around midday, we expect. We were recording that at King's Meadow today. There was a good number of us involved, two of which were George Jones and Paul Raymond. We're going to hear from them shortly in a moment. They're going to update you with the ticket situation for Wembley, which is the big news as it stands. It seems like Plymouth have pretty much maxed out. I don't think they're selling any more tickets now. They've sort of hit their ceiling at roughly 35,000. We continue to sell tickets. It's quite incredible to me. In fact, speaking to George and Paul earlier, this is what they had to say about how things are going at the merchandise outlet in Centre Court, where tickets are still being sold.
Their first visit to New Wembley, ticket sales, they've sold, I think, 35,000-ish?
33,400.
Okay, so just under 35,000. Where are we, Paul, currently? We were 21,000-ish, were we, last year?
Yeah. It feels about 22 at the moment.
Okay. It's 10 to 1, actually. Hey. There we go. Mm-hmm. You've been selling tickets in the shop, obviously, at the moment. George, you were saying sales are going well, actually. What's the latest count of tickets that have been actually sold from the outlet in Centre Court?
Well, we sold about 400 on Thursday. We sold about 300 on Friday. And within about 2 hours on Saturday morning, we sold another 200.
So, do you get a feel for who's buying these? Are these neutrals that are coming along, or just people like residents that have got carried away?
Most of these are neutrals. We had a couple of people who didn't even know we were playing on Monday, so they came into Centre Court. And a couple of impromptu trips who weren't planning on going, but saw the shop and bought into what we had going on.
And just on that as well, on Saturday morning, I was also helping out in the shop, and there was a lady who came in to buy a couple of tickets. Who was at the press day for Reuters, she had been offered to work the League Two final for Reuters, and she turned around and said, "No, I'm going as a fan."
Nice.
So she came in to buy her tickets. It's just anybody and everyone is buying tickets. Whilst people were queuing, they were phoning up friends and saying, "Does anyone else want to come?" And then other people saying, "We'll come back either later on Saturday or even on Sunday to get tickets." The only problem, I'm sure George can back this up, that although there was some tickets even in the lower blocks, most of them would like single tickets.
Yeah, in the lower tiers, we've only got singles. We've got a couple of pairs, but most of it, if you want a cheap seat, odds are in a pair you're going to have to go up in the gods.
So by the time you factor in all the corporate tickets and all the sort of friends of the FA that will be in attendance at Wembley on Monday, you'd expect we'd be hitting that 60,000 mark. So that is incredible. What I find amazing as well is we were in the club earlier speaking to a few people, and people are still approaching, still coming to King's Meadow looking for tickets, and tickets are being sold through there. And just checking on Facebook today, there are people still wondering how they can buy tickets, complaining they can't get onto the website to be able to buy them. Obviously, you can't buy them online anymore. One of those people, actually former player Kennedy Ajayi, who's still looking for a ticket. So it is quite incredible the numbers we are selling and just the amount of ex-players and staff. We've had this before, obviously, we were talking about it on the podcast the other day, that are going to be involved, want to be involved, want to come and support us on the day. Matt Everard and Joe Sharon, I think, were the latest names I saw that will be there at Wembley on Monday. It is mad. Team news-wise and everything like that, nothing new to report, really. The squad will be leaving tomorrow, I believe, so Sunday afternoon roughly, to depart on the coach to Wembley, where they'll be staying overnight in a hotel nearby. Aside from that, really, it's just speculation at this moment in time, just the usual sort of build-up in the days prior to the game. Team news, we don't expect to have any until pretty much 1:30, 2:00 on the day. But we'll be discussing more team news and things like that on tomorrow's special bonus podcast, and you can listen to that on iTunes and YouTube when it gets uploaded. Anything really want to add today is that it would be remiss of me not to mention that it is May the 28th today, and it is exactly 14 years to the day that the news regarding a certain move to Milton Keynes was first confirmed. Everyone will have their different stories about how they found out. It's one of those moments, like, I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it's where were you when September 11th happened, or where were you when Michael Jackson died, or when you heard, if you're of that age, of course, when Kennedy was assassinated, all those sorts of things. No Wimbledon fan is ever going to forget the moment they heard the news that the club, their club, our club, was being sold up the river and being relocated 70 miles away. I received a phone call very, very early on that day. I think I might have heard it a little bit earlier than some, although there were very strong rumours, I know, the evening before that was the decision. But I think it was 8:00, 8:30 in the morning, perhaps, on the day where I got to receive a phone call from a brother who had got the news that they'd said yes. Don't really remember anything else that day, if I'm being honest with you. I really can't remember what I did. I think we're just waiting to hear news of what the fans were going to do at that point. There was no comeback. There were stories coming from people that were at the vigil outside. I think it was Soho Square at the time. And certain protestations that were happening. Certain people managing to get inside FA headquarters to try and further the protest. But it wasn't to the days afterwards that things really started to pick up in terms of starting again as a non-league club, as AFC Wimbledon, and then getting involved in all that. The copy of the report, the FA three-man commission report, I do have a copy of that locked somewhere here at my home, but it's something I dust off every now and again just to reread that one line. I don't read the report in full, but we all know the line that you look at, but it simply says that to rebuild the club or reform the club from its ashes, say as Wimbledon Town, would not be in the wider interests of football. It's a shame to me that this Saturday, where in years past, and most years I think, the League Two playoff final would be taking place on the Saturday, and then they're going in reverse order, and the Championship final used to be played on the Bank Holiday Monday. It's a shame that's not happened this year, because what an anniversary it would have been to have actually been playing at Wembley in a competitive game for the first time as AFC Wimbledon, for the first time since 2002, on the anniversary of that FA three-man commission's report. It does make you wonder sometimes, are things perhaps written in the stars so that we shall be playing Milton Keynes next year? And I know that Eric Sanderson's been very vocal in the press, and rightly so, and I agree with him on this one, in that not wanting Milton Keynes to piggyback on our successes and get references and highlighted in the media because of it. But I think it's impossible to ignore. It is impossible to ignore that we could be playing them on a level playing field next season. And I don't think it's going to be too long until we're actually overtaking them in the league pyramid. And it's not a normal football rivalry. We know this. We're well versed in this. But I think there is a point to be made. And they said that fans couldn't run a football club, that we're not in the wider interest of football. Not only have we proved that wrong just by playing that first game. Like Dave Anderson said, where do you end the AFC Wimbledon movie? Well, to set up a club from scratch and actually play a competitive game, to play a friendly game in front of 4,600 people at Sutton United, that's a story in itself. Then to win promotion after promotion, get your football league place back, and then we'll be playing at Wembley. Well, if we are not in the wider interests of football, I really don't know what is. Very short update, as I say. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, our special bonus podcast is launched tomorrow, previewing the Plymouth playoff game in four, if I can get my words out. And don't forget also our interviews with Terry Brown, Dave Anderson, John Main, Danny Kedwell and Mark DiBolla. Episode 44 of the podcast, also available now on iTunes and YouTube. Check it out on this website as well, 9yrspodcast.org. And keep following us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at 9YRSPodcast. Updates going on all the time. Almost constant stream of updates coming from all the team here. George Jones, Paul Raymond, Chris Shaper, Stuart Deakins and myself. Please give us a follow if you don't already. Spread the word. And we will see you again twice tomorrow for a final daily update, as well as our new bonus podcast previewing the game on Monday. Enjoy.